I invite you to listen closely now to the lessons from God's Word for this fourth Sunday in Advent. We take a look, first of all, at the Old Testament book of Micah, chapter 5. Recall that the Lord gave to His people throughout their history a number of different prophecies that pointed ahead, certainly, to the coming Savior. And He did not leave many details out. They had plenty to go on. In fact, even today we have just an amazing insight that pinpointed exactly where they could look for the coming Savior. Micah chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, from you will go out the one who will be the ruler for me in Israel. His goings forth are from the beginning, from the days of eternity. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when the woman who is in labor bears a child. Then the remaining survivors from his brothers will return to the people of Israel. He will stand and shepherd with the strength of the Lord in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They will dwell securely, for at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth. This one will be their peace. Our first lesson. Take your hymnal now and open to page 97 in the front. We'll join to sing the psalm for today. Psalm 85 on page 97 in the front of your hymnal. Second lesson this morning comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10. We'll start there at verse 5. Right, the Hebrews is addressing those people who were familiar with the Old Testament sacrifice system. And he points to the fact that the one who did come, the baby born in Bethlehem, is so important because he offered the one perfect sacrifice that only God could supply, that truly did pay for all of our sins. Right, the Hebrew says, therefore, when he entered the world, Christ said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but you prepared a body for me. You were not pleased with burnt offerings and sin offerings. Then I said, here I am. I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written about me. First, he said, sacrifices, offerings that were offered according to the law, both burnt offerings and sin offerings, you did not desire, but you were not pleased with them. But then he said, here I am. I have come to do your will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. By this will, we have been sanctified once and for all through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ. Our second lesson. The verse this morning, Alleluia, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Alleluia. Let us arise now to show our respect for the gospel. Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. We'll start at verse 39. We have the account of Mary's response to the announcement that the angel gave to her, that she would be the mother of the Savior. We're told, in those days, Mary got up and hurried to the hill country, to a town of Judah. She entered the home of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Just as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She called out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? In fact, just now, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed, because the promises spoken to her from the Lord will be fulfilled. Then Mary said, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his offspring forever. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Our sermon hymn this morning, then, is number 12. Hymn number 12.